Sure, you might be 5 minutes late to work, but you need to know what happened with Ken, Colleen, and Kurt on Star 102.5.
Okay, we're back on the phone. Our listener Brenda got a hold of us, told us about meeting Rob on Tinder, and said that she just wanted to break social distancing rules. So they got together at her place. They watched a movie. She said they thought she thought they had a good time. Everything went pretty smoothly, and we got Rob on the phone. And well, Rob think you know told us just us calling him was kind of creepy.
Yep.
Fair enough, Rob. He also said he didn't think we'd be able to fix anything. So we talked to him off air a little bit. Colleen did, and mm-hmm. Rob has agreed to come back and share some more with us. So, Rob, why do you feel that way? Why do you feel like we won't be able to fix anything?
Well, I mean, to be honest, she seemed a little needy on our date, but in general, she seemed really nice. That is, until I went to leave her place.
Okay.
What happened then?
Yeah.
Well, she begged me not to leave. She wanted me to stay over, but I really didn't want to. Uh-oh. You know, I liked her, but I wasn't really ready for that. And then, as I was leaving, she stood by the door and begged me to stay. And I felt bad, but, like, you know, I had things to do the next day.
Yeah.
But instead of letting me leave, she tried kissing me, and it was just super awkward.
Okay. Well, understandably, that made you feel a little uncomfortable if someone's not being respectful of your boundaries.
Oh, yeah. I mean, it was bad.
Okay.
It's a shame because, you know, I liked her, but I think she's just kind of going through some stuff.
Okay. Let's bring Brenda back onto the show now. I think we got Rob's side of things. Brenda?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Rob, it's not that big of a deal. Like, I was just having fun, and I liked you, so I tried to kiss you. Like, it's nothing more than that.
Brenda, it was really desperate.
Yeah, I sort of was. I mean, I wouldn't be on Tinder if I had tons of dates lined up.
Oh.
I mean, that's a good point, but also kind of sad.
Yeah. Now, you guys, I mean, Rob, you said you did enjoy her company up until this point, right?
Yeah, I did.
Okay,
and Brenda, you did too, obviously.
Yeah, and I just didn't think that this was such a big deal.
Yeah.
Well, that's where you're wrong, Brenda. Like, it was pretty manipulative, in my opinion.
Oh, okay. Well, you know, it was a mistake, and it won't happen again. Like, Jesus.
Okay.
Okay, so, all right, Rob, I'm getting the feeling you're not interested in going out again.
I don't think I'm interested anymore.
You're not interested anymore either. Okay, well, then.
Okay.
I guess.
Good. So you're going to stop texting me and stuff?
Yeah, I'm going to stop texting you.
Okay. All right. You know what, Brenda? You wanted to know, and now you do know. So, yeah, you can move on. You know, this is obviously a dead end here. Rob, thanks for coming on the show and sharing your side of things. Sorry, Brenda, you didn't get the news you were hoping for, okay? But good luck.
That's okay. Thanks, guys.
All right. You take care. Thank you. Bye-bye.
If you still aren't sure what happened, hear it again at star1025.com.